Becoming a woman is easy. You follow the rules and play it safe. Until you realize your voice is hidden that far. And you just can't bring it back. And it's too late to catch it after. Hi, greetings from Indonesia. I am Nurfita Wijayanti. I'm Japanese, sick of patriarchal system. Starting from Indonesian history, we had been colonized almost 350 years by Dutch colony. And of course, it left bad memories of oppression, unfairness, and social injustice, especially for women. Do you want to know what happened to women in the Dutch colonization? One of the worst ways, women's position in society. Dutch men married to them not in legal ways. Therefore, they were called as a mistress, not a wife. To be worse, when they have kids, those kids do not belong to the mothers. They will take the kids and send them to the Netherlands. How about women's education? It's zero. The only chance women to have education was going to women's school, and it was only for high-class family. And do not imagine that women's school studies what sciences, math, geography, physics, politics, and any other social science. Big no. They studied about how to behave like a proper woman, doing chores, knitting, cooking class, and any women's attributes. They were prepared to become a good high-class housewives. In 1900s, it was Kartini, a Japanese woman who voiced out Indonesian women emancipation. She was from high-class family and had the privilege to write and befriend with Dutch women. She wrote many letters talking about women's condition in Indonesia and how she admired Dutch women who had already had a voice to be part of the society. Ironically, Kartini should marry the Regent leader at the very young age, and to be worse, she became the second wife and finally died at the age of 25 when giving birth to her first son. Until today, her birthday, April 21st, is celebrated to be commemorated women's emancipation in Indonesia. In my childhood, I also experienced kind of thick patriarchal system in my family. I am Japanese, and I had grandfather who was always served well by my grandmother. She always gave him the best part of the chicken to eat and left the other member of the family the rest. The woman member would always get the least favorite. But nowadays, women's movements in Indonesia are flourishing. Women have place in many communities. Women become politician, become the leader of the party, the leader in an institution, the leader in government, and they are not only a puppet, but they can voice out what are good for Indonesia, representing women's voice. And I am also happy to be a full-time lecturer, and my boyfriend supports me a lot. Thank you.